Hey listeners, welcome to Real Talk with Simply Tour, where we have real, raw, and sometimes uncomfortable conversations around working while maintaining our mental health or lack thereof. I am your host, Tor White. Today, I have with me the wonderful Promise Bozeman. Hey, Promise.
Hey.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great today.
That's good. So Promise is the founder and owner of Asheville Beauty Bar. She started the business journey about 6 years ago, but has successfully been in business going on 5 years. She personally has been doing hair and makeup for what seems like a lifetime. So for those of you who don't know, Asheville Beauty Bar is a luxury hair and makeup company that specializes in weddings, elopements, special events, engagements, and photo shoots. What makes her company so special is that she is able to provide a service on site for her clients. Which really comes in handy for people getting married because a lot of wedding venues are spread out all over Western North Carolina. So it really puts her clients at ease knowing that they are able to travel to them on such a special day. She has a studio located in Asheville, North Carolina at 60 Livingston Street, Suite 300 for clients who wish to come to them. Right now, her team consists of 3 makeup artists and 3 hairstylists. Everyone has been in this line of work for over 6 years, and everyone loves what they do, which is very important. People have to love what they do. Doing hair and makeup just isn't a job to them. It is what keeps them going. It is like an art and allows them to express their creativity. So, Promise, I'm just curious, out of everything that you do, which one do you like doing the most?
Well, I love to do makeup. I started off doing hair. I want to say maybe around like 8 years old. And as I grew up and got older and became grown, I still was doing hair and providing that service to everybody. But I just had I wasn't in love with it anymore. And that's when makeup came to me. And I just started doing makeup. And I was like, okay, this is what I really love to do. So I can do hair and makeup, but I prefer to do makeup.
And what's so crazy to me is that I didn't realize that you did hair. And that is insane to me because I've known you for a while. I've only known you to do makeup.
Yeah.
And so when I was reading your bio, I was like, wait a minute, she does hair too? But it makes sense considering who your siblings are, like that you do hair, but mm-hmm. I just never put the two together.
Yep, I've been doing hair for a long time, and I just kind of fell out of love with it. I guess you also, when looking at my target audience, the people who I was actually servicing, I just had a different perspective on doing hair after a while.
Mm-hmm. Which is understandable. I always tell people, you know, it doesn't feel like work when it's what you love.
Yes.
But when you fall out of love with it, it starts to feel a lot like work.
Uh-huh.
So
sure does.
That matters. So out of, tell me a little bit more about yourself. Let the listeners get to know you. I know I talked about your business, but tell us about Promise.
Okay. I'm 33 years. I actually have a degree in human services. During my last semester in college, I met this wonderful young lady who actually gave me the idea to start the company, Asheville Beauty Bar. And we had like a breakfast meeting, and she was telling me how she worked in LA and how nobody in Asheville is actually able to service people of color in this community. So, you know, she just kind of gave me the idea, and I took it, and I wrote out a business plan and I created it and kind of made it into my own. But just a little bit more about me. I have 3 children, ages 14, 12, and then I have a 6-year-old. I also work for the city of Asheville in the Community and Economic Development Department. So the community is very near to my heart. So I'm also able to give back not only through hair and makeup and servicing people through my company, myself, but also through the work that I do with the city.
So I just have a question, and I'm sure our listeners are wondering too, how do you juggle all of that? 3 kids, working a full-time job, and owning your business?
It can be stressful, but like you said, when you love what you do, you'll make a way. I just, I feel like I'm very determined. Growing up, I was poor. I didn't know at the time that I was poor, but we didn't have a lot of money. But my parents were able to provide for me, and they provided a good life. But as I got older, I just kind of wanted more for myself. So that's hence why I went back to school and got my degree. And then from there, started my makeup company. But it is tough to juggle, especially with the children. But during the week, I'm at work. When I get off of work, you know, I'm able to interact with my children up until a certain hour, cook dinner. And then I do most of my online computer work, engaging with customers. That in the afternoon, later on in the day, I mainly focus on that. I want to say more towards the nighttime, and then on the weekends, a lot of weddings and events, majority on the weekends. So I'm off on the weekends, and I just focus mainly on my business on the weekends.
Okay. Well, you know, I like to keep it real and have like real raw conversations. How was it trying to break into doing makeup at the level of weddings as a Black woman in Asheville?
Oh, it was very difficult. Very, very difficult, especially when I started. Like I said, there's not a lot of African-American makeup artists in Asheville. So when I initially started, I literally only booked one wedding. I booked one wedding for the year that we first started our company. Well, when I first started my company, I booked one wedding. And then, you know, I had to do hair and makeup for free when I first started because I didn't have a clientele base. You know, people don't just believe in you off the strength of your word. So you kind of have to show them what you can do. And that's exactly what I did. I started doing clients. I started doing photo shoots. I was interacting online on Facebook a lot with the Asheville Modeling Network. So I was able to get with different photographers and take some good quality pictures that I was able to advertise on social media, online. And another good source for me is when I actually got onto Wedding Wire in the Knot and was able to show my work on those huge wedding platforms. So that platform right there, that actually brought in a lot of clientele. Now, with the problem aligns is, I felt like a lot of people did not know that I was a Black woman. I've had a couple different, awkward situations where I would go in because I have some hair and makeup artists that aren't African American, and I would go in to a wedding with them because, of course, I do it too. I'm just not behind, you know, the scenes. I actually do hair and makeup myself. And so I would go into these weddings with them or into the photo shoot. And I actually had one lady who we did a New York Times press. She did a press release and we did hair and makeup for her. So they took some really pretty pictures. But she asked my Latino hairstylist, was she the owner? And, you know, it didn't make me feel good, but, you know, I guess you just assume, like, this Black girl can't be the owner of a company that I'm hiring to use for hair and makeup. But, yeah, I've come a long way.
And let's just take the time and talk about that, because I think that a lot of times that becomes a lot of entrepreneurs' truth. That when we create, especially, I know I can only talk from the experience of a Black woman, right? Because I am a Black woman. Mm-hmm. And so even when I worked in corporate America, when I would go into certain spaces, especially if I was with a white man, mm-hmm. a lot of times they felt like I was the person who needed the help, mm-hmm. despite the fact that I'm like, you hear my voice, you know, you've been communicating with a woman. Why would you assume that I'm the one who needs the help? Or why would you assume that I'm the one in training? Yeah. Even now with owning my own consulting firm, a lot of times when I walk into spaces, I have to tell them, like, yes, I'm the person that owns it. I'm the person you've been communicating with. And even there are times where I have to, like, say, this is my price. Mm-hmm. And not shortchange myself. But I think that's something that is still a space that I'm trying to navigate. because I do feel you when we're starting off and we're trying to make people believe in us like we believe in ourselves, that we tend to shortchange ourselves.
Yeah, I completely agree. And just to add on to that ending part, I do feel like at the very beginning, I shortchanged myself. I want to say I reduced my prices by a lot, just so that I can show people that, you know, the value of my work. But in reality, people needed to pay, you know, what I was worth. And, you know, I feel like I could have did better in the beginning when I first initially started. But I've walked into a countless situations where, you know, I've been the only African-American vendor, because, you know, when you do weddings or a different event, you know, you have different vendors. But I've been the only African-American vendor on site for a wedding or a photo shoot, and people stare at me and they look at me like, you know, how did we end up booking this African-American or this Black woman to do my hair and makeup? She can't possibly know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? But my work shows it, and that's what you booked, and you get me.
All right. And so can you tell me, like, when you have had these experiences, how have they weighed on you emotionally and mentally? And how did you come out of it?
I want to say at first I was just a little taken back, because on my website, it has a picture of me. It has a bio about me. And on Wedding Warrior in the Night, it also says Black. Well, they just recently put this up there a couple of years ago, but a Black-owned business, so people will know. But initially, when I would go into these different places, sometimes people would not even speak to me or acknowledge that I was there. I've had a situation where I came to a wedding and, you know, I set up and they were already working on hair with somebody else or makeup with another artist, because sometimes they book more than one vendor. And then I would call the person like, hey, I can take whoever's next, and no one would move. But then when the hairstylist calls the next person, then, you know, they jump and run and go into the other seat. So I have learned that I cannot control other people. I can only control myself, and I know my worth. So it, regardless, I get paid, Tori.
Well, listen, now let's pause for that. Let's do, you know, some hand snaps for that.
Paid before I come, period.
Right, because no matter what you do in that space, listen, mm-hmm. The invoice was paid. So whether or not you take me up on my service or not, you don't get a refund. Mm-mm. You don't get a refund because you don't like the way I look. And I think a lot of times, and when I talk to entrepreneurs a lot, even entrepreneurs who are like, I really want to go out on faith and do this full time, but I'm scared, right? Yeah. A lot of times it is because I don't know how people are going to take me. Mm-hmm. And I will admit, you know, if it wasn't for COVID, I wouldn't have started my consulting firm and stepped out and did it full time. COVID forced me into that space because I realized that my 9-to-5, my career, I was just a number to them. I was just something that they felt like, you know, could fill in or whatever. But moving into this space, now when I walk into spaces, I still tell them, and a lot of times I'm going to be the only Black person in a space. But when I walk in, listen, you're not going to shortchange me. You're going to pay me the same thing that you would pay any other person that was stepping in here in this role. You contacted me because I provide a service that obviously you don't provide for yourself. And so because of that, my price is my price.
Exactly. Exactly.
My work speaks for me, you know? And I think a lot of times if we start encouraging other people to realize that your worth is dictated by you, not by someone else. Because again, like you said, you can't control how other people view you. But what you can control is how you view yourself.
Exactly. You said it perfectly, Tori. Because I've experienced a number of these experiences, I have grown as a person So I'm able to handle them better than I was initially. And I just don't take anything to heart anymore. But I definitely know my worth. And now my price tag is definitely on there. I know my
right. So tell me, I know I've had my makeup done by you a few times, and I feel like, especially, I don't know that you were aware of this, but it was one time you did my makeup, and I think it was right before COVID kicked in. I was going to a political event. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember it.
Okay. So I was going to a political event, but what you did not know at the time was that my depression was really bad. And so, like, sitting in your chair and being able to talk, and even though it wasn't me necessarily talking about what I was dealing with in that moment, just being able to talk and vent about just girl stuff, you know, talk about parenting, talk about everything, was very therapeutic. So do you feel like sometimes you have people in your chair where the experience with you gets to make or break their day?
It most definitely does. I've had a lot of times where I have been, I see myself as the therapist, because when you are doing somebody's hair or makeup, you know, you want to have that type of engagement where people are able to talk to you as comfortable as possible. And, you know, in the real world, people are going through things, especially like during weddings. You know, it's one of the most stressful times that you go through in your life. It's just a lot of stuff going on. You can't really control anything. And, you know, you never know the inevitable. So when I want to say maybe about 3 or 4 weddings ago, I had a woman in my chair, and her best man, he actually left because he didn't like the sleeping circumstances, you know. He didn't like where he was staying at, basically. So he left and he went home, and a lot of people who come to Asheville, they actually travel far. So he decided to leave, and she was very upset. She was very emotional. This was in the middle of doing her makeup, and if she's crying, you know, it's kind of hard for me to do that, to be able to do my job. So, you know, just I was able to talk to her, comfort her, and, you know, and just let her know that, you know, sometimes things don't work out right. But I love being able to talk to my clients, and I think that's what makes my company successful as well, is that all my artists are able to interact with my client, with our clients good. They're able to share things with us. We're able to, you know, relate to one another. And everybody's going through things, not even just the clients. We, my team, us as people, we're all going through things. And there has definitely been times where I've been talking to a client and they, you know, they helped me because I may have been depressed that morning, or I may have just been going through something. So, you know, I feel like we help each other in a sense. It's like going to a hair salon. When you're able to talk, talking is therapeutic. And sometimes people don't realize that, but as long as you're able to talk it out and get it out, you know, it's very helpful.
Right. And I know one of the things with makeup just in general, you know, you hear a lot of controversy around makeup, people saying, oh, you know, catfish or this and that. But I sincerely look at makeup as one of those things that I do. Like, I love buying makeup, not necessarily because I put it on, but because I love buying it. But when I'm not feeling good about myself, I put on makeup, and it just makes me feel good about myself. You know, it's just like one of those things that, you know how sometimes you hear people say when you're having a bad day, dress for success, like just go ahead and dress as if you're having the best day possible so it can make you feel better. Or like if you have your hair done, you feel better, your nails done, you feel better. I feel like when I wear makeup, like especially on those rough days, I just feel better. And when I can sit in somebody's chair and have the makeup done for me, I feel even better, because honestly, that's a method of self-care. That's allowing someone to pamper you. And I think a lot of times we don't think about makeup as a way of self-care, but it really is. It's no different than going to get our nails done or going to get our hair done. Allowing someone to take care of you and to bring out your natural beauty is absolutely amazing.
I completely agree, Tori. Self-care is a big part that we need to all take a part of. And that it's the same for me, like doing makeup. When I initially started, it was because I did not like my appearance. So I was just like, okay, let me practice and see what I can do. And then as I became better and better at it, I was like, you know, this is a service that I want to be able to provide to people who may have felt the same way that I felt when, you know, when I was going through my depression, or when I was, when I didn't, you know, like myself, or I felt that I was lacking something. So makeup has always been a big part of my journey. However, I do want to tell you this, just to add a little extra note to it. Before I started doing wedding makeup, or before I started doing makeup, as much as I'm doing now, I really wanted to be able to provide people with a service where they're able to get makeup done, but not like a transformation. I wanted to be able to just enhance people's natural beauty, not turn them into somebody that's unrecognizable. And I felt like where we were in Asheville, we don't have a lot of people doing that. When you go get your makeup done, it's like very overdramatic. But my main purpose in life, and I still feel this way, is to enhance people's natural beauty. I want you to feel good about yourself. I still want you to feel like you know that person that you're looking at.
That's real big. So do you do makeup for just every day? If people just say, hey, I want to book just because today I want to go on a date, do you...
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Tori. So yeah, I don't do makeup every day, but I do have three other makeup artists and three other hairstylists. They work during the week. So they're able, my business is full time. I just, myself personally, I only work on the weekends, but I have my other girls, they work during the week. So they are able to get to people who need to have services done during the week.
Okay, awesome. Can you let the listeners know a website to reach you at?
Yeah, so you can reach us at astralbeautybar.net, and on there you can fill out a contact form. You can also look at all of our pictures and contact us that way. We also have our telephone number is 828-222-3944. You can reach us via phone, and you can also reach us on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much, Promise, for speaking with me today. That brings a close to our show. I am sure I will have you back on here. To my listeners, you can find me at simplytour.com or at bizradio.us. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. And be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.